chatting. My Zoom's running really slow this morning. Let's see if it's going to do what I want it to do. Record. Right. Gemma, how are you? Dawn, how are you going? Oh, we still got you on mute, Gemma.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah. I'm honestly feeling a little listless today. Like, I'm ready to not have to overthink whether I go to the grocery store or what time I go or whether I go out and be 6 feet away from people, you know?
Yeah. I relate to that. I've had, you know how the emotion around all of this comes in waves? I've had emotion resurfacing that I thought I'd kind of resolved. And I'm like, oh, here's the sadness again. Here's the frustration again with everything that's going on.
Agreed. Totally agreed.
Johara, I can see you joining us. Hello. Beautiful to see you. What time is it for you?
Hi. Hi, everyone. It's 2 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's 2 a.m. The reason why it became easier for me to join in the classes is because it's the month of Ramadan and our whole schedules basically change. And start the day at 10 a.m. so I get to sleep later.
Oh, beautiful. Well, who would have thought but 2 a.m. works well for you. I'm glad to hear you. I'm glad we could get that working. Beautiful. Danielle, I just saw your message. I don't have quite space today. We'll have to speak via chat for now. No problems. Nice to see you. Dawn, how are you? Hey, I've still got you muted. We just need to unmute you. There we go. Yeah, off you go.
Okay. I'm doing well. It's funny, I look like I'm in the dark and I have this light shining on me. I have a waiting thing going, so I don't know what that means. But anyway.
Well, can you hear me? Yeah, I can. And you look very bright and vibrant. You always wear some vibrant colors on our calls. I really like it.
Well, that's what I always wear, so it's not like I do anything different for the calls.
Yeah. No, it's just nice. It's nice to see a bunch of color. So we've got quite a few of us here today, which is awesome. We're going to follow the same procedure that we normally do. So we'll get everyone to go around and share something that you're feeling good about, something you want to celebrate, a positive step, something that is working well, either something you've achieved or something that's just feeling good in anything you're practicing in yourself and your life at the moment. We'll give everyone a chance to go around and share that, and then we'll open up for you to get support on what you're wanting help with in today's call. So let me just make sure we're all need to mute at the moment just to get a nice space. All right, who would like to kick off? Who would like to go first? And sharing something they want to celebrate, something positive that they want to share with us all. Something you're proud of, something that's going well. Gemma, rock and roll.
Connie, you already know this, but my position in my job right now, I work with communications professionals, but it's part of an engineering company. So the communication professionals are more like they'll kind of speak our language. So I've been just really standing more in my own truth and sharing thoughts of how I'm getting through these times as far as the foods that I'm eating and breathing and some exercises. So I sent out an email just to our group saying, hey, I know some of you have been asking about this. I just wanted to put it out there. And then one of them came back and essentially was asking me for coaching. So she's like, I know you've been thinking about this and working on this for a while, and I really think that you would be someone that I want to work with. So I'm essentially like my first client just kind of fell into my lap and is really the audience that I think I really want to work with and can resonate with because they're my people. So yay, I'm so excited.
So good. We were talking about that in our call this week, that it's almost like it came in such an effortless flowing way, like through being magnetic and receiving rather than I need to go get a client. How do I find it? So that's a really, yeah, really beautiful how that manifested for you.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Such a good celebration, that one. Who would like to go next? I haven't got very good lighting today, but we're going to deal with that. Who would like to go next? Sophia, off you go, love.
All right. Okay, just bear with me a minute. A bit slow. What's been going well is I put that thing in the Facebook group about my studies and practicing, and so I've been practicing with a couple of people in the mastermind, and it's going well. I'm really enjoying it, and they're kind of going to do a regular thing, just for me to practice for 3 months with some of the people, and so mm-hmm. I don't know.
Lost you a little bit, love. Can you hear me? I think you're frozen. Can anyone else hear Sophia? Is it just me that she's frozen?
Really?
Oh, hang on. Yeah,
coming back. And it feels really good.
Can you hear me,
Sophia?
Yeah, I think you froze quite a bit on me there, so I didn't get to hear everything you said. You seem to be back now.
Let me just, I think my internet's just really bad. It's been terrible for a long time.
Everyone working from home now too, the internet's strained.
Struggling. So I'm just going to try and fix a bit of that. Anyway, I've been working with some people in the mastermind group, and I'm just really enjoying it, and I'm finding it going quite well, and you know, I'm learning a lot, and it's been really nice to, I don't know, just talk with people more and connect through social media and the internet and things. Mm. And just in general, I've just felt a big mind shift. I just see 11:11 on my computer, so I just had to point that out. Mm. I've seen just a big shift in me, and I feel so much satisfaction and just being here and being present and being alive, and I don't know what it is. I'm just so much more comfortable as me, and I feel like I see life so much more clearly, and why I'm here, why everyone is here, and things like the emotions of shame and guilt and you know, judgment are just kind of washing away. I just feel cleansed, which was my intention for last month, you know. The cleansing was my key word, so funny that comes up. But yeah, I just, things just feel really good, and I'm enjoying myself.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That's so cool. And I'm loving, I love when I see each of you supporting each other, using this community to share your gifts, to share your services, and then to be able to support each other in, you know, you coaching people in the group. That's so cool to see you guys working together in that way. So I'm glad you came in and shared it in the group.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Mm. Thank you for sharing. So good. Sophia, and the Instagram post that you did as well. The videos were great. Well done on that too.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't know. It was really random, and I just decided to play around with it. So just not think about it too much.
Yeah, just go and give it a go. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Mm, well done. Thank you for sharing. So good. Who would like to go next? Amanda, I see you waving at me. Off you go. Oh, hang on. You're still muted, my love. Let me unmute you. There you go. There you are.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Yeah, I feel similar. I can really relate to Sophia as well. I feel just really grateful and for how I'm feeling now. I guess, you know, by this point I'm starting to look back a little bit to think how far I've come, and just putting the videos that I've put up, and it's not like I haven't done that before, but it's like the way I've done it with, you know, just keeping it really simple and light and joyful.
Mm.
All the things that, you know, and from the place where I'm at now. So that's been really nice, and just yeah, just feeling good in the group and feeling good in life generally. Just even though there's, you know, there's, I still feel like I'm in the middle of a whole lot of transition, the whole thing we've been talking about the last masterclass.
Yeah.
But I'm okay to be there, I think. So I feel, still feel like good things are coming. It's a good place to be, even though it's not, you know, it's just part of the manifestation. I don't know. I feel good to be there.
You know, being really at peace when you're kind of in the in-between is really hard, but be actually finding that sense of peace and, like, I know I'm not there yet, wherever I'm trying to get to, but where I am right now is really good, and I'm happy, and it's enough right now.
It's right. And I guess it's like a new outlook on life, because it's often that way, you know. It's not like that's going to end, because whenever you get to certain points, there's always something else you can move forward to, and it's being okay with that. Yeah, really feeling good in that.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. I really relate to the transition energy here. It's very much what's going on.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Beautiful. Who would like to go next? Danielle, do you want to, I was just thinking as well, if you won't be able to share yours, you can type whatever you want in the chat at any point, or if you want to talk, you can always wave at me. Totally up to you. Who would like to go next? Johara, off you go, my love. Do you want to unmute yourself? There you go.
Not a lot has been going on. I feel like I've been, I'm still working through the inner work phase. There's so many things that I'm trying to clarify and release all the uncertainty around. And I feel I've been stuck in this phase for a long time, since before we started the program until now. I've taken some small steps. I think tomorrow I would start in a health coaching program, which I'm very looking forward to. But still, it feels to me like I'm navigating in this uncertainty, and it's something that it's a domain that I'm not familiar with and I'm not comfortable with. I don't know what to say. I've been trying to take it day by day to just keep myself present and not get too much involved in the unknown or how things would go. Especially that I think I feel like I'm going through a big transition in terms of my career.
Yeah.
And this is why I think it's taking more time for me to navigate in this inner journey before I start getting clarity on what I'm going to be doing or what I'm going to be offering. This is where I am at. And I wanted also to share something. The only platform that I'm using at the moment is Instagram. And I started with basically just making my personal account public, and I started to engage with my local community and share some posts here and there. But I can't get over the fear of judgment, the personal judgment, before even worrying about other people's judgment before I post anything or think of anything. Like, I spent a lot of time working on a specific post or a story or a project, but then I don't go through with it. I just pause and not do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is where I would like to hear from everyone if they had to go through something similar, and see how they dealt with it.
Well, we can just dive. Let's just dive into that now, seeing we're just opening it up. Because what's actually interesting is, before, when you were talking, like, I feel like for everyone, the theme of uncertainty and transition is massive. And when you were talking about it, I was literally just getting shivers. Like, I was just getting these full body shivers of there's a very divine process unfolding for all of us right now, and particularly the external changes that I know are pretty much all of the reason that you've all come into this program, the new purpose, the new creations you want to share, the new path you want to walk. Like, you've all, I can feel like you've all claimed it, and I'm speaking for myself as well. We've claimed that desire, and we're in this like really divine process of inner preparation and transformation to be able to come into alignment with that. Like, we don't realize just how grand and magical what it is that we've been asking for. And we don't realize that there is actually quite a change that needs to happen within us to come into full alignment with that. So I think that's what many of us, I mean, I've been shown May to September is a very significant window of time in terms of the inner processes we're moving through. So I just felt to speak on that because what you shared on that just sparked something in me. Actually, let me just think. What I'm going to do is I'm actually just going to pause there for a minute because I'm just going to finish up with letting Dawn and Danielle share what's been going well for them. And then I want to come back and we'll open up a chat around what you shared about the judgment, because I think everyone's navigating that too. And it's a really powerful question. So we'll come back to that in a sec. I'll just let Danielle and Dawn share their little celebrations and we'll come back. But thank you. That's, yeah, really beautiful. And I also, because I started following your Instagram, even if you're just sharing small things on there, I'm really loving the energy you're sharing on there. It's very moving. It's really beautiful. So I've got Danielle's celebration. What's going well for me at the moment is that I'm stepping into a leadership role more confidently at work. It's been a beautiful reminder that coaching, mentoring, and being creative is what lights me up. Grateful to have the reminder in my full-time job as I begin the transition. I think this was coming up for Jenna as well when we were talking in our one-on-one session, that somehow, you know, as your roles are shifting a little bit through what the adjustments with COVID-19, it's interesting that some of you are finding that you're naturally now being able to express more of like what you really enjoy in your work, or your role has shifted a little bit into coaching and mentoring because of the changes that are going on. So I just love when life works in that way, you know, when it starts to bring you what you're asking for in a way that you totally wouldn't expect it to come. So beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Dawn, what do you want to share that's a bit of a celebration, something that's gone well, something you're feeling proud about? Unmute. Off you go, love.
I've got a couple of things that have happened, this weekend. So I brought out my watercolors, and I used to paint quite a bit, and did oils and then watercolors, and I really haven't painted very much because I don't know, it was like once things changed in my life, I just kind of put it aside. I always kept them, and I have whittled it down to the most important stuff, but in Colorado I hardly ever painted, and it was my granddaughter who kind of spurred it on, and she didn't ask me directly, my son did. But it was that interest that kind of now brought me back into that. So just simply having the interest of it kind of opened something up, because that same day, yeah, must have been the first, and I saw one of the people who was my first editor when I was writing. I saw that she was having an interview with someone, and it was called A Story a Day. And this has been going on for 10 years. For the month of May, this woman has like a challenge for people, writers, to write a story a day. And I thought, that's just crazy. But then Wendy Lynn Harris, the one I know, she was talking about flash, which is a type of literary writing that is very short. And a matter of fact, it's less than 500 words is kind of what the current definition is. And I thought, oh, well, that's like writing a blog. And so I used my blog as day one, because I did that on the first. And then this morning was when I had my first prompt. And I kind of started it the night before. So as I go to write this early in the morning, And I was like, I write nonfiction. I don't normally write fiction, but all this really is geared toward fiction. And so I start writing it. And when I started writing it, I didn't really know where it was going to go. And it was just like organic. It was incredible. And I feel like it was really good. I've only edited about 2 words, and it is 439 words, I think. And so I posted about it, you know, and on Twitter. And I'm telling you, nobody ever comments or does anything on Twitter. And I'm just getting all kinds of interest on it.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like a snowball effect to me of when you start opening up one little part, then other parts start to open up.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you, Dawn. That's, I mean, that flows on so beautifully as well to Jahara's question, and I think we should open up and talk about it, is kind of getting into the momentum of that flow of expression. I was even talking to my boyfriend about it yesterday. My tendency, and I'll be completely transparent, my tendency to sometimes be very open and expressive, and other times feel like, you know, my fears or my worries what other people think or the stuff in my head gets in the way and blocks my expression. So mine can sometimes be a little bit inconsistent, but I know, and I was talking to him about this, when we get into the momentum, you know, and the consistency of sharing and expressing or writing or posting, we get into the flow and it all just, it becomes so much easier. And sometimes it's just breaking through that initial resistance. So I do actually want to open up around this because I think this is a really valuable conversation. I'd love to hear anyone's input on it. Because I know each of you, particularly I'm thinking of you, Sophia, I know you had to break through some of this stuff within yourself. And any of you who are kind of navigating this, what has been helping you as you are, you know, and I can even feel it in my body as we're talking about it. And it might even be interesting if any of you want to feel what comes up in your body around it. When you have the desire to share something, an idea comes to you, something you want to express, post about, write about, put out into the world. But then we have an energy of fear, an energy of what will other people think, an energy of people are going to judge me in some way. Actually, Kylie and I were talking about this in our one-on-one too, so it's a shame she's not here. Or we have the mind come in and question what we want to share. And it's these two energies where we have like the rising of what we want to express and then the pushback and the pushing down and the contraction of whatever energy is on. Like there's a part of us that doesn't feel safe in that moment for whatever reason to fully and completely express whatever's moving through us. And it's always interesting because I think all of us who are destined to express ourselves in big ways have to navigate this. And it's, you know, it plays out differently for all of us. But if anyone feels like there's anything they want to share to open up around what they've navigated so far through the mastermind journey, or even Amanda, you know, you're a creative, you're expressing and sharing your music. And I know you had to navigate some stuff around posting your videos. Can anyone feel into or think into what has helped them break through any resistance or block around their expression in their work? Yeah, Sophia, go.
Well, I'm just thinking, because for me, it's definitely shifted a lot over the past couple months. And what I feel like has helped me is I acknowledge how it feels and I acknowledge the fear and I don't kind of try push it aside. Rather, like, I embrace it and feel into it. But then I also feel into the moment and I feel into what brings me joy and what excites me. And I focus on how much enjoyment the process is bringing, because it's become less about what other people think, becomes less important because you're having so much fun yourself, and you just, it's kind of like that ends up radiating and it doesn't really matter in the end, because if you just focus on where you are, what you're doing and how much, and just finding space for you to have fun, and enjoy the unfolding, and whatever you want to share, that's your point of focus. You know, it's not about other people anymore, and it's still there. Fear still may come up, and it still comes up for me, but I acknowledge it, and I'm like, yes, I have this fear, but I also enjoy what I'm doing, and I enjoy the process, and to me that's more important. So it's more like a decision between the two, and yeah, I guess that's kind of been helping.
Yeah, and I relate to that for me, actually, in the moments that I'm really expressing myself and either feeling vulnerable in that or really putting something out for the world that's important to me, I have both energies present, usually always. I'm pretty much stepping in with both passion and inspiration and desire to express, with honestly fear, anxiety, and even a little bit of uncertainty, like in myself. Both energies are usually present for me. And I, what I've kind of learned with fear is similar to what you said, like I don't actually even try to get rid of the fear anymore. I kind of just let it be with me, and I let it be part of my experience, which sometimes means, you know, we talked about this in the Facebook group, you know, you have the vulnerability hangover, which is where you post and then after you're like, cringe, oh my God, I feel so exposed, I feel so seen, I feel like my heart is out in the world for people to judge it. And then you go, okay, I'm going to just breathe into that and be with it. And there's actually a feeling of aliveness in that, like a feeling of like, almost like a rush of adrenaline, like you've just jumped off a cliff and you're like, whoa, you know? It can actually be a real enlivening feeling with that. And I've also found stepping into alive, I've often said that that's my like little stretch space. I actually find the live becomes so much more fulfilling if I have to break through fear to be able to do it. Like it's almost like you don't have courage without fear. And so the presence of the fear is this opportunity to tap into my courage. And I actually feel even more proud of myself if I have to navigate resistance to express versus if it's easy. Yeah, Amanda, go for it. Hang on, we'll just unmute you, love, before we talk.
Thanks. Yeah, I totally relate to both what you said, Connie, and Sophia, and it's that letting go of the judgment of yourself first,
yeah,
before you can let go of the judgment of other people judging you, because it really is just yourself judging yourself, isn't it? And or trying to manipulate, thinking you can manipulate what your world, your current world, and the people that are in it, and what you have in your mind. It's not about that at all. It is once you find, and that's what I've really learned from reconnected with the purpose, and that's what I was looking, exactly what I was looking for, and that's, it's just everything's just resonated so much. And so when I go to do those things now, you know, it's so different to how I used to approach it. It's understanding that whole holding both the fear and the, and you're right, every time that you do something where you do feel like, and I related exactly to jumping off, you know, doing whatever it is, you know, something really physical, which a lot of people do. Like my husband is a really physical person and we'll go and do all these crazy things and he'll be like, oh, you know, the man kind of doing all this brave stuff. I'm like, yeah, but you can't get up on a stage and sing, and that's what it's like for me. You know, it's the same for them. You know, if they had to go and put themselves in that position, they'd be like freaked out. Where I'm like, that's the energy I get out. It's exactly like that. And doing these live things or posting videos and putting your heart out there. But the thing is, it cuts through. You know, it's so freeing to let go of all of the worries, because anything that doesn't resonate with it, it's fine that drops away. Yeah. Because otherwise you can't find what is meant to be and bring in those things that are meant to be and get those snowballs and things like that. It's a real joy to find that. And I've just got to run that beginning too. It's just beautiful.
Mm.
It's so nice, Dawn, that you do it. It's beautiful.
Mm. Beautifully said. Thank you. Yeah, beautifully said. Does anyone else have any other thoughts on that? Gemma? Oh, and Johar too. Yeah, we'll just, Gemma, you can share, and then I'd love to hear what's coming up.
Yeah, I think for me, it's been this, like, beautiful, because we've worked on trust so much, right? Like trusting ourselves. And I've been loving like the heart chakra yoga and just like opening up. And I feel, I guess when I feel those things drop in, like the inspiration to be like, I'm just going to share this. Like, I almost see it as like a message like coming through me. Like, I just get super excited because I'm like, I heard it. Like, I'm building this relationship and it's not me getting in my way of myself anymore. I'm like, I'm hearing it. Yes, it feels great. All right, put it out there. It's usually for me, it's after I put it out there that I'm like, ooh. But it's just been such a cool, like I'm building this relationship and the relationship's getting like rock solid. And I'm just excited about that rather than everybody else, you know?
And it's the trusting of that, like almost what you shared there is what I often feel, which is that you're just the channel for it. Like it's less like, oh, here's my creations, will people like me? And it's more like all I'm doing is surrendering and receiving, and I'm receiving this because it's my duty to share it.
Exactly.
So I just have to flow with that. It's actually not about me. I'm just the vehicle for this divine message to come through.
That's right on point. Yeah, because that's been a lot of my like breaking through has been like, it's not about you, Gemma. You are just here as this channel to like share this message. So don't get in the way of the bigger purpose of your life.
Oh, yes. So good. You just said that really well. Thank you. Jahara, what's coming up as everyone's sharing all this stuff for you? How do I unmute you?
There you go. I can do it from here. First, I like everything you guys said, Amanda, Gemma, and Sophia resonated so strongly with me. I totally can feel and sense these thoughts and ideas. However, even if I go over these things and I go over the fears in the moment and I basically, let's say, post something else comes up, which is the inner critic or that perfectionism where you just keep on, like even after you post, you keep on going back to that and trying to figure out ways to make it better, and it just takes out all of the beauty of what you're doing. And what you just said, Gemma, being the vehicle and receiving guidance to just share it. What I think that we're here to do, but that inner critic is basically blocking that guidance from coming. And I'm still not sure how to navigate this, how to just shush this voice, and you cannot pretend it's not there. You can ignore it. You can observe that it's there. How you just basically pretend that it's not there and move on to receiving the guidance you need and just be there.
Well, it's almost like
I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, you make perfect sense.
My English is not that good, but
no,
I try.
No, you make perfect sense. Everyone understands exactly what you're saying, and we all relate because I still, every single time I share a podcast, even after I run one of these calls, I do it. It's everything. I have the critic, I have the perfectionist, I have the nitpicking, I have that wasn't good enough, I have you should have done that better, all of it. And it's similar to what we were talking about where we allow both the fear and the inspiration to coexist. I think one of the first things with the inner critic is, you know, anything we resist tends to get stronger. The more we fight with that part of ourselves, actually, the more energy we're giving it. So sometimes it's the allowing it to be there and never actually, this is the other piece, not judging yourself or making yourself wrong for having that aspect of yourself there. Mm-hmm. Like I've actually come to realize that's going to be a bit of a presence for me for a while. But I do find it's much louder when I'm in my head and it's much quieter when I'm in my heart. So when I say post something from my heart, but then I come back and look at it from my head, then I'm tearing it down. But part of what I've had to, what I personally navigate, because I'm working through this constantly, is I witness the voice and I hear it. Mm. And I see its perspective and I can see, yeah, it's right, it's warranted. And I think ultimately though, I'm just feeling into it. The reason that voice is there for me is because I think it's trying to convince me that if what I shared was more perfect or had less flaws to it, then people would like it more and I'd get more love. I think ultimately that's why it's there. It's actually trying to convince me that if I could be more perfect and get rid of these things that it considers not good enough, then I would be more well received, or I would get more approval or validation. But also, you know, I understand we have the I have very high standards on myself, and we have the standards that we hold on ourselves that our critic then looks at within ourselves, and even regardless of other people, says, I'm not happy with that, that's not good enough. So I find when I'm in my head, that voice is very loud. When I can come back, when I find the place again, the place where, you know, I was the channel and I received that, the place where the message came from, the loving intent behind wanting to share it, the I guess the purity of what's there below the inner critic, then I can come more into my heart. Usually the way that I talk to myself is I'm like, Con, I'm just really proud of you for showing up. I know you can look at that now and say, I could have done that better. I would have changed that. I don't like that aspect of it, but I'm so proud of you for showing up. You showed up, you shared yourself, you expressed yourself. You're living on purpose. You're doing it. You're in the game. You know, what's that saying where they're like, I don't know if Elizabeth Gilbert said, there's something about like, you know, don't take feedback from the people sitting on the sidelines. Like until you're in the game, then you can kind of give me some advice. It's like the fact that you're in the game is enough to be proud of yourself. The fact, like Amanda said, like you're out there on stage singing, you're out there on Instagram sharing yourself. Do you know how many people just don't even have the courage to do that? So you deserve validation, recognition from yourself just for merely getting into the game, getting on purpose, showing up. And so what I've attempted to do is I witness that voice that's continuously trying to tell me it should be better. And I have chosen to bring in a more loving, kind, compassionate voice that celebrates me and acknowledges me for merely just posting, sharing, communicating, expressing. And I've decided, it takes a little bit of work, but I've decided that's enough. So rather than I will only love you and approve of you when that's perfect, I've chosen instead to say, no, I love and approve of you just for the fact that you did it. And so that was that's sort of like a bit of a, you know, talking between two voices in your head. But did you have something to say on that, Gemma?
It was something that you just said like a few weeks ago that was like, trust that in that moment, that message was coming through to you and it was right for you to post in that moment. Because I used to do that too, where it was like, I'd go back and like try to edit Instagram posts or whatever. And I'm like, and since you said that, Connie, it just resonated. Like, trust in that moment that it was coming out the way it was meant to come out for someone to receive it at that time, and let it be and move on, right? Like, let it be.
Yeah. And sometimes you do, you just have to like let it go. Like, that's it. I'm not looking at it anymore. I'm not going to open it up anymore. I'm just leaving it and I'm moving on to the next creative thing now that wants to move through. Because we do, we block the channel when we're obsessing over a past thing rather than being open to the next thing that wants to come through. And expression, raw, vulnerable, authentic expression is pretty damn messy. I find it's pretty hard to control that, to get it absolutely perfect. And I've also come to realize it's never going to meet my ridiculous high standards ever. So I've kind of given up on trying to get it to meet those standards. And I've just decided to be as fully as expressed as I can. That's my intention. I just be as fully as expressed as I can. Dawn, did you have something to share on that? Yeah.
So I was listening to you saying not meeting your own personal, you know, what you wanted out of something. But when you're posting like on social media, you're not doing it for you. You're doing it for the people who look at it. So, and you know, you have no idea how they're going to look at it, but generally nobody judges us as much as we judge ourselves.
100%.
And, but it's just kind of funny because really you're not doing it for your own level of even expectation, because it's for one thing, it's short-lived. It's not like when you're doing your programs or something else. It doesn't mean it's not there, but people don't see it, you know, unless they happen to go to your profile and look at everything you've done. And anyway, so I just thought that was interesting whenever I heard you say that.
And from the perspective of Gemma, when you're the channel, that's what it's like, isn't it? When you're just the vehicle for it to come through, you're right. It's not about the standard you have of how it's supposed to look. It's about receiving and sharing, because for whatever reason, this message is coming through, because you don't know who is meant to receive it, but someone is. That's why it's coming through you. Thank you, Dawn. All right. Is there anything final on that for you, Jahar? I know this is it's a big area to work through, but is there anything final coming up there before we move on? Oh, hang on. I've still got you muted for some reason.
No, for me, I shared everything that came up, and I think everything that was shared was very important, so and helpful. I was taking notes.
Thank you. Thank you for your question, and thank you to everyone who shared on that.
Sure.
Really helpful. And yeah, Danielle posted the Brené. It was Brené Brown. That's who I was thinking of. Brené Brown said, when you're in the arena, don't take feedback from spectators. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's what I just often, I'm like, I'm sorry, like, are you in the arena right now? If you're not, you don't have the right to pass any judgment on me, because you don't even know what it's like to be here at all. All right, beautiful. Okay, who would like to go next? Is what you would like support on? Don't need support with anything? If you don't, that's okay. But the space is yours. Wow. Amanda, I can see you waving. Hang on, let me just make sure you're unmuted. Yep.
Hello. It's funny, I was going to wait because I don't really have a specific question. I think because I'm in this real transition stage and I'm kind of happy to be there, there's lots of different things. It's kind of across everything that sort of comes up and comes in little waves, sort of up and down. And I'm kind of happy to navigate that little sort of bumpy ride at the moment. So I guess, I don't know. I didn't really have a specific question. So I just sort of draw from other people's things today.
But
I don't know. I just, trying to think what, if there's a specific, there's different things for all areas. Like, and I know I want to have a one-on-one with you, Connie, and I thought I'd wait to book that in until after this sort of group thing had happened, because I wasn't sure when it was going to happen. I don't know, just navigating that, I suppose we talked about that quite a bit last time and in our last masterclass, navigating that sort of period, that it's okay. And when you do have those ups and down days about things, I don't know, that's not really a question, but.
You know, sometimes I've noticed this when I either work with people one-on-one or in group programs, sometimes you do get to the point where you're like, who was I saying this to? Gemma, were you and I saying? I forget who I was talking to about it. That's right, it was Gemma. As well, where we almost get to a point where you are turning to yourself and your own inner guidance a lot of the time to support you. So sometimes when people start out working with me or start out in groups or one-on-one, there's a lot of like, Connie, what do I do about this? And Connie, what do I do about that? The more that you've sort of reclaimed your power and become empowered and come into connection with your intuition, you're actually starting to solve a lot of your own problems and find your own answers and tuned into yourself and be like, you know, I was struggling with this, you know, transition, but then I was listening into my intuition and it gave me this beautiful guidance, and now I'm kind of okay. And while the journey, you know, while you've still got challenges coming up,
yeah,
what I'm sort of hearing from you is that you posted a few times about it in the group, this sort of connection with source that you feel like is really
strong for
you. When you have that, it becomes a lot easier to navigate life because you have this guidance system to turn to that can help you. And I feel like you're drawing on that quite a lot at the moment.
Yeah, it feels small at the moment. It feels like it's got to, you know, that it's going to get a lot bigger. And I think that's all those baby steps, all that little bit. And I feel like I'm really just at the beginning of it all. And it's really, it has my head, as I think last month when I did my, you know, my monthly intention things, I was really, I found that little place. And it was right. I just feel like these cracks are just opening, getting bigger into this wonderful new way of perspective of looking at things. And it's just resonation, you know, everything resonating with something that I already knew, which is that inner source. So it's kind of, it's very exciting, so calming. I'm not saying calm all the time or anything like that. And I think that's just being honest, you know, that it's not. And I think you talk about that a lot too. It's just being real about it. At the same time, I don't feel fantastic all the time by any means. But being able to turn around, like if I wake up feeling like uncomfortable and like, oh, you know, that horrible sort of, am I doing, what's wrong? It's not good enough. Nothing's good enough. I'm not far enough along or whatever is going on in my head. And then going and feeling bad about myself for not being more ahead or better and doing things to schedule and blah, 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 head business. And then having to really reconnect. And I can now see, you know, how far I guess that I have to go. And it's like just this new road has opened up. And I kind of can see now what, as it comes up, what I am putting in, what I have put in place, still doesn't feel good enough. But that I know what the next step is, I think, so that once, and then I get a few little results from that, and so like my next big thing to put in place, which I've been writing in my journal almost every day, is to meditate at a particular time of the day, because I've found that's when I have this big dip, you know, in the afternoons, and to get more out of my day, more productivity, of the things that I actually really want, instead of procrastinating and finding something else important to do. Mm-hmm. That's my next big step, is to implement that. And I feel it's like everything's saying you've got to do. I literally write in my journal and I won't do it. So I don't know. The day goes by, like, oh my gosh, I didn't do it. And it's like, oh my, I've got to schedule it in. You know, that's something I'm working on personally at the moment. Is that I feel will help me with every area, some shifts. So
yeah, it's about coming back into alignment, because the peace and the trust and the ease and the knowing that you feel when with your human eyes life might look kind of messy and you're in transition and it's all a bit like, oh, am I there yet? Am I ever going to get there? But when you come into connection with that inner guidance, there's a part of you that's like, no, you're exactly where you need to be. You're on the path. It's unfolding. It's happening one step at a time. And then what happens is we go about our day and we sort of are moving out of alignment with that without even realizing. We get caught up in what's happening outside of us, relationships, kids need us, husband needs us, whatever. And then we get further away. And then you're like, oh, I can't feel that. I'm feeling a bit funky. And so something in you is like, hey, at that point in time, meditate.
Yes.
Gradually, you'll come back into alignment again and you'll find that peace and calm again. So I actually, I have a morning routine that brings me into alignment, but I definitely need to do check-ins through the day because I come over here and I'm like, oh, hang on, I can't feel my connection. Let me come back. So I think that's what you're being guided to do at the moment.
I think so, big time. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Really nice talking to you. I know, Danielle, if you want to type your question in at any point, you can, if you're not going to be able to share it. So feel free. Oh, did I just read your mind? It just popped up. Literally. Let me read it now while everyone else can think about what they want support with. These past few weeks have been the most challenging I've experienced. My usual toolkit to get me through the challenges has crumbled away. Spending time with family and friends and holidays, etc. And I'm now left feeling extra vulnerable, realizing I have to really listen and take action on my heart's desires first. My challenge has been letting go of old ways of being. They're there for others to distract myself, and instead of choosing me, even as simple as exercise wellness practices, turning up for my vision in my business, it's been heavy and exhausting. Not sure how to let go of the fear of the unknown and choose myself, even if it's unfamiliar, and make choices from my heart first. So interesting. So I've been navigating this personally. So there's a feeling that so there's a desire to choose yourself, and there's a feeling that you're not prioritizing and choosing what's most important to you and what nourishes you and what you really want. It's hard not being able to talk. The thing that's hard sometimes as we are wanting to, you know, set up new patterns of behaviors and ways of doing things, but we've got all our old ways coming up, is it's like almost in the desire to do things in a new way, everything that's out of alignment with that gets really activated. This has been going on for me. So say part of you is like, I want to start to live like more following my heart and prioritizing myself and choosing me and ensuring that I'm looking after myself first and my desires and my visions. It's not sometimes as simple as, okay, cool, you want that, off you go. Actually, what happens is you start to become aware of all of the places you're not doing that. It becomes really illuminated and it comes up so you can see it and release it. But what often happens is we get stuck back in it. So this is what's been going on for me, and I note it and I'm like, oh yep, cool, these are the things I want to release, but then they hook me back in and then I become really hard on myself because I'm like, oh, I'm doing the opposite almost of what I want to be doing. So I think first of all it's understanding that sometimes transitioning out of one pattern of behavior and coming into a new one, it's a little bit of a messy process, it's a little bit of a journey, it's often not clear cut. And we know this, every pattern of behavior we've set up throughout our life was set up to serve us in some way at some point. So at some point we set that up because it got our needs met, or it got us love, or it gave us connection, or it got us belonging, or in my case, it made me money, whatever it is that we have set up. And so there's going to be a part of us that's going to go through a bit of an emotional process as we begin to release that, because that was a way we got our needs met for a really long time. So I think we need a lot of gentleness and compassion as we're navigating that. But what, I mean, I'll just share what's coming up and we'll just see if this kind of lands. It's a bit hard without.
Guys, I can talk again.
It's perfect timing. So are you finding that you know almost like the new ways you want to be practicing, but you're finding it hard to step into it, or are you just finding the old ways are like really overwhelming and or consuming?
I guess a bit of a combination of both. In a physical sense, it's playing out, so we're in between moving house again, hence the chaos around here. But I, for example, I know in my heart where we know where we want to live, and I know where I want to kind of be based in a tangible sense. But then the old ways of the safety and security of living in the city and all of that is kind of overpowering. And and it's that transition. It's like, okay, it might happen in 6 months, but it's so overwhelmingly strong, the desire right now, and it feels kind of suffocating in that way. And then the same thing, in all different areas. Then at the moment, it's kind of just keeps playing out as the vision that I have in my heart for the work that I want to do, and then the practicality of earning money and, sticking out with my job. So now is kind of playing out in that way. Yeah. And then just so much frustration, just feeling really frustrated with myself for not even doing the small things for myself yet. And still, it's not just these big decisions that I'm making for the good of everyone. It like even the smaller decisions that I'm struggling with.
Yeah. Oh my God. I so relate. So relate. So, like, you've got a lot of clarity, right, on what you're wanting, what the new vision is.
Yeah.
You know what it is that you want, and it's 100% done and it's happening. Does it sort of feel at the moment like maybe you're having going to have to wait a little bit for that. Like you're kind of in the in-between. It's not quite time. There's a few things that are delaying that.
Yeah.
You're a bit in in-between situation that doesn't feel ideal.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, I guess the house situation is showing me that in a really tangible way. It's kind of like, you know, yes, we're going to move and live, you know, in nature and all of the things that we want, but right now it's just not possible. Yeah. And, and it's just that like drifting feeling, but not sure if it's actually losing control or on our way in that direction.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
For whatever reason,
really hard.
No, I completely relate. And I'm almost trying to reconcile this in myself too, because I've been navigating it. For whatever reason, you are where you are right now. And I want you to trust there's a reason to that. And I know that's really hard to trust and accept, particularly when it doesn't feel ideal. It doesn't feel like a match to what you want. Maybe in a lot of ways, it feels really different to what you want. It might be triggering, uncomfortable, suffocating is a word you used. But there's a reason, there's value in the in-between. Even if the in-between is the most uncomfortable part, but that for whatever reason, like if you were meant to be in the new reality right now, you'd be there. Doesn't mean you can't have it, yeah. But there's still some type of process happening here. And this is something I've really been having to look at for myself. It's like, okay, if I'm here, and I'm needing to be here for the next little while, why am I being asked to stay here right now? What is the lesson or the learning or the opportunity? What am I being asked to look at that I really don't want to look at? Like it's uncomfortable. I don't want to be here anymore, right? But there's something, I almost feel like, what if you could sink a little bit deeper into where you are? And it's okay if every part of you is like, I don't want to be here long term and it doesn't feel good. I feel like there's an opportunity. There's something to look at. And also sometimes when we're on pause externally, it's an opportunity to look more deeply within.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, I've referred to this, I think in a few videos and things, it's like my roots are going deeper and I can definitely feel that, in myself, like where am I getting that grounding from and that strength from and that feeling of certainty that I definitely got externally in the past and that I will need in the new way of living, I guess.
Yeah.
It's but as you said, you know, it's a chance to go deeper, even deeper, and to see what else there is underneath. It's like I could feel panic.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, totally. Like,
don't go there.
Totally. Like, who knows
what is in there?
And we're like, can we just bring on the external change? So yeah. I can distract it.
It'll be so it. Beautiful. Can yeah. I not have the beautiful reality now?
Yeah. And the other thing my guidance has been showing me is think about everything that you feel you would experience. And who you'd be and everything, all the ways you'd be showing up when this new reality comes. Is there any way to begin to anchor that in now? Because I've been noticing I'm waiting. I'm like, I'm waiting for the new situation before I can feel these feelings and be this person and move forward. And where I'm being, what I'm being challenged to look at is how to begin to be her now. Because it's almost like I was being shown that the new like external changes that are coming in are so new. We really want to make sure like we're actually really bringing a new version of ourselves into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, something I've been really challenged to look at is like, okay, if I was in these situations, how do I feel I would be different, feeling different, showing up differently? How can I do that where I am right now, even though it's more difficult?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know, so many weeks ago you mentioned around surrender. We were talking about surrendering, like, for example, in partnership and in relationship and things. And that has taken on a whole new level. Oh, like okay. I get goosebumps even thinking that. So that, I guess, for me, it's like that first clue of, okay, during this time, you know, that's a journey that, you know, I've definitely needed to go on and I didn't realize how stubborn I am around those pieces and how much I was clinging to those, as you said, those behaviors that got me what I needed in the past. And I guess it just feels like a lot of work. There's a lot of work to do around it for me in how I'll turn up in my work when I'm not hiding behind a boss and I'm not, you know, just ticking the box and keeping other people happy. Like, how do I really stand in that myself?
Yeah.
And that's definitely the part feeling overwhelming, I think, for most people.
And I sometimes find journaling on that really useful. So even that mm-hmm. question. So I know you've touched on in your comment there quite a bit about choosing mm-hmm. you. Okay, so that's my intention, choosing me or prioritizing what's important to me or showing up in this way. Let me do a bit of a journaling exercise on that. What would that look like in my work environment, or what would that look like in my family, or what would that look like in the place I'm living now? I actually think it's a really nice question because it gives your mind a way to come up with some new possibilities. Initially, you might feel like, I don't know how to do that, and that's okay, but it's almost like you're going to have to learn new ways. And I think it's an opportunity to stretch yourself a little bit there and be like, how can I practice this in a more difficult environment? And I think once you fully anchor in that energy, then the environment will shift to make it a lot easier, if that makes sense, to reflect how committed you are to those new ways of being.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully soon.
There's always, if there's ever a delay, and this, you know, this could be another thing, is like actually just to surrender into where you are and drop the resistance around it and just open up and like ask your heart or your intuition, why am I here right now? What are the final lessons to complete? What's the final bit of inner work? What do I have to what's the final maybe shifts or changes I have to make to complete this chapter and be ready to step into the new? Because there might just be a final couple of things there for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
My pleasure. But I just, I don't know, you're almost like literally describing my experience right now. I completely love
everything. It must be a pre-birthday kind of final cleansing. I don't know. Yeah.
I've heard that a lot, actually. The month in the lead up to your birthday is like, all the final lessons from that past like birth year comes up. Like it's almost intense.
It has been almost to the day.
What date is your birthday?
The 9th next.
Oh, Saturday. The 9th. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And yours? What date is it?
17th.
Oh, 17th.
Yeah. In the back. I'm in it. I feel you. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being patient with me and my typing.
All right, couple final people. Who wants to go? Sophia?
All right, I'll try put it into words that make sense. It's not so much like a question, but it's, I guess I just feel like verbalizing it, so we'll see what happens. But basically, part of me is still like, I'm quite a... Since spending more time alone, I've kind of tuned into myself a bit more. And, like, even as a child, I've always been kind of, like, a weird, crazy person. And, like, I have a lot of energy and I do lots of strange things. And I like to make myself laugh and, like, make people laugh, you know. I'm just a bit, like, I'm embracing it now. But it's something that, you know, has been challenging in the past. Anyway, part of me is kind of struggling as to how that comes into my work, because what I like to do can sometimes be overly serious, but for me, I'm feeling more and more as like I grow and I develop and I change and things, that life is becoming more and more fun, and my kind of exciting and crazy and wild side is being more and more prevalent. And I don't want to, and this could just be me overthinking it, but sometimes that can put people off when people are having a tough time. And, you know, I want to embrace myself and I want to show who I am and that, you know, life can be an enjoyable thing. But I don't know how to find a balance between like being myself and kind of like sharing that side of me as well as having professional relationship with like clients and things where like I'm may help them through, you know, tough times. How do I it's becoming a question.
Yeah, cool.
Like navigating the balance, I guess.
Yeah.
Especially with social media, it's like, what do they see? What do they not see? Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just see what you have to say.
Yeah. You might find, I mean, like all of us, there are definitely some places where it's more appropriate for us to, you know, fully express the fullness of ourselves. Like I like to give myself, say, my bedroom by myself to like dance and be crazy and like let energy move through me or cry or scream or whatever feels like my fullest expression. And so there's definitely going to be places, and there's some friendships that you might feel like the fullness of that can come out. So there's definitely always going to be places where like it's either a safe or more freeing container for us to let that full side of us out. And then we have other settings, whether it's work or certain relationships, where maybe it's not going to be the space where we get the fullness of that energy to be expressed. It doesn't mean you have to cut off from it completely. Yeah. So what would it look like for you? I mean, if you were just to be trusting what you're feeling in the moment when you're at work and you're interacting with people, what would it look like for you to want to be, you know, letting still this fun, lighthearted, playful aspect of you be expressed? How would you ideally like to have that come out at work?
I don't know. I guess
it depends. Want to?
Yeah, I guess it depends what work I'm doing as well, because like I have lots of different jobs.
Yeah.
So like, for example, one of my jobs is teaching yoga, and that there is a balance. Like you can, you know, make little jokes here and there and kind of laugh about it and not take it so seriously. And sometimes that's comforting to people. Mm-hmm. But also it is a time for people to tune in and slow down a little bit. And then I also work on reception, so I get to talk to people and as people come in and out of the gym. So you know, I can make people laugh there and just, I don't know, be weird, and it's generally fine. But then when it comes into like coaching and things, I think, you know, you can like, and my social media is kind of, I'm intending it to be based around that more, like my coaching and like my business side of things. And so I guess I'm kind of like, do I keep it really focused on like, here's how to do this, you know, 5 steps to be this person, I don't know, you know, like, can I just let go, which is kind of what I'm doing at the moment. I'm just kind of dropping these barriers I've set for myself and just doing whatever I feel like doing and being me. And it feels good, but I guess there's still that part of me that's just like, it's supposed to look like this. Mm-hmm. Like I'm supposed to do it this way because that's what everyone else is doing, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you've answered your own question perfectly. Yeah. I mean, what we've got there is very clearly what I think I'm supposed to do based on what I think other people are doing or what I think is the professional thing to do versus what just feels like the most natural expression of me.
Mm. Yeah.
And the other thing I was kind of feeling, I mean, what's beautiful actually, with you've got all these different avenues for your work that you can bring different flavors of yourself to all of them. Mm. You might find that yoga, you still bring that light, playful heart, but it's a little bit more of a calm, grounded version of it. You might find your Instagram videos are your place just to like fully let her out, or you might find at work, again, maybe it's a more grounded version of that. But I don't think you want to cut off it from completely. And I think you want to look at any time that voice says, no, you should be like this or you're supposed to be like that. I've got Jahara with her hand up there as well. Just before we go to that, the other thing I was going to say is you can also hold an energy in yourself and feel it in your own body without it always having to be outwardly expressed. So even if, say, in the reception environment, it's not appropriate to be, I don't know, so let's just say cracking jokes and being like that, you might convey that joy in your heart just through your eyes with the way you look at someone. Mm. You might still feel a lot of lightheartedness and playfulness and happiness in your own body. And you might be able to convey that just by like looking at them with really warm eyes or a beautiful smile, or that you can still hold that energy in your body. Even if you're choosing how it's going to be expressed in that moment, you don't have to cut off from it completely.
Yeah, that Yeah, that sits really well. And I think part of me has almost unintentionally been doing that already. Like, I've noticed in the past where I'll just be sitting with someone and I'll just be feeling this kind of energy, but I just somehow channel it through my eyes. Like, that's just what I'm envisioning at the time. So I think I sometimes do that, but it's nice to have that reminder of, you know, it doesn't have, there are different ways to feel and express it. And like when you're talking about the different, like, because I have lots of different jobs and stuff, and how you said that there's, it gives me different opportunities for expressing it in different ways, that feels really good as well, because I can then kind of see it as like kind of an experiment, like playing around, like making it lighthearted and playing around with it. And
it's like art.
Yeah.
Johara, my love, what were you going to share?
I actually wanted to comment on Sophia's, what she had to say, because I went through the same exact thing throughout my whole career, where I had to look a certain look and act a certain way and be a certain professional. And it was just a struggle not being able to be yourself. And just in the small, even the smallest things, like I wanted to wear a flats or a tennis shoes to work, where I have to wear high heels, for example. And what I learned from that period is that you know when can you express and be you, even in a professional setting, and where you need to put yourself and be that image where others expect you to look. You'd be able to make that distinction, and you'd be comfortable doing it. It's not like it's not gonna be enforced on you as much as that. You'll know that you're comfortable being yourself at this environment, at this time, and being that professional image or identity in certain times. And you'll be perfectly okay with it. You're not going to feel that you're being robbed of your identity so long as you're letting yourself be and not fully confirming with the image that you're supposed to look or you're supposed to portray. So I totally resonate with you, what you just said. And in social media, the nice thing about what we do or the work with it we're trying to make is that, yeah, there's a certain image that your account should have to just go with the flow and look similar to other accounts out there or public figures. But then you also have your stories and you can share different things on your stories. You don't have to follow a template or a look or a feel. You can just express yourself and let yourself go with the flow in your stories. So there's so many ways you can navigate this, and you can still be yourself and have this professional identity that you want to put out there. I just want to say that.
Thank you for sharing. That's also really good advice in like a workplace situation. If you actually say in a corporate environment, or there is actually a certain standard or expectation of how you need to show up in that environment, but it doesn't have to feel like you're cutting off from part of yourself. It's almost like a choice in that moment. And then ensuring that there's a lot of other outlets for whatever energies within you to come out in other ways. But beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Is there anything else on that, Sophia, or any other thoughts? Oh, and Amanda had something she wanted to share.
Yeah, just a quick thing I was thinking I could relate to, in the sense of when I was, you know, a lot younger and performing and in different situations, and how I used to think I had to dress or portray myself on stage. Or I also worked in corporate environments and different things like that, and who I had to be in those moments. And I guess the older I've got and the more I've learned to accept myself and be self-aware, like become really self-aware. And that took me a long time. Like I'm 47 now, and you know, it took me years and years to become self-aware. I always thought it was something I shouldn't do so much. You know, I was pretty happy with myself most of the time, but then I look back and I cringe at what I put myself through. And you can always tell and the reason I cringe is because I can see how uncomfortable I was trying to do something I thought would fit, like trying to be like other people or what I thought people would be judging, like constantly doing it from an outside perspective. Whereas now, like, got, you know, doing this, but also getting to a certain age gives you a lot of perspective on that sort of stuff where you let go of a lot of things. And I'm so much more comfortable now and with myself and in my own skin. And I think it does come with time and experience, you know, that kind of knowing. But just test it out, Sophia, and be kind to yourself, because you've obviously, if you've got this beautiful, crazy part of yourself, let it come out, you know, and see where it fits and where it feels right. Don't be afraid to try things, because you might find that people, you know, when I've gone to different yoga classes and the different energies that people bring to that, and you're probably different every time, each session or whatever you're doing anyway, but we're all different on different days. But don't, you know, I think be okay with that, because people, you'd be surprised, people are much more accepting than you think they are. And you've got to be happy in yourself too, your own skin, because otherwise it is you're kind of bumping up against something you think you're supposed to be doing, and it may not be the case at all. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Amanda.
That's okay. Hopefully it's
helpful. No, it's really nice. Thank you. It's really interesting, because I feel like some more things have kind of fallen into place, because I'm not sure if any of you have seen my intention video, but I talk about how this year I'm kind of, you know, kind of made that decision to stay working like my different jobs and still work on my business, but kind of just enjoy where I am and not solely like work in my business, but just having that variation. And I think part of why that feels so good is because it does give me the opportunity to experiment and play around with all these different environments and like who I am, because I think that's still me kind of working through the process of the different sides of myself. And I think that's why the variation is so important to me at the moment. And so that kind of just reinforced how,
yeah,
like my decision has come together and how it, why it feels good. And yeah, so that's just been nice to hear.
And this is often something I teach when I teach feminine work as well, is when we recognize, particularly as a woman, like feminine energy has such a variety of expressions, and it's so okay for your authentic self to have a whole range of different energies. Like I can be calm, grounded, ethereal, and I can be absolutely chaotic and emotional, and I can be the goofiest person ever and be laughing on the floor over something so dumb, or I can be incredibly serious and deep when I need to, you know, like it's beautiful to have so many different parts of yourself to draw on, and then to have different expression, different places for each of those energies to be expressed. Like, and that's what I love about these intimate groups, because I feel like you, my small communities, get to see different parts of me than, say, my Instagram community does. And that's a bit of a gift as well, when you have different things, that there's different parts of yourself that different people get to experience depending on where they're encountering you. And it's beautiful. I think just let the full freedom of that. Yeah, it sounds like, yeah, what you've got set up will really allow that too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Who hasn't gone yet? Is it just Gemma and Dawn? Am I right? Who hasn't shared? Anyone else got anything? Gemma, Dawn? Oh, we're both waved at the same time. Dawn. Off you go, Dawn.
Well, it's interesting because I did have some questions and I was thinking about, and they all got answered by other people.
Oh, I love that.
So, I don't have any more questions because you already answered them.
Oh, and
it's really, that was really easy. So you can head on to Gemma and yeah.
Oh, I love when stuff happens. Thank you, Dawn.
Mm-hmm. I really could have just gone after Amanda and said ditto, because I think after our conversation, even on whenever that was, Connie. I'm feeling in a really good place. And I told Connie that I've been looking outside of me for answers, and I've been always wanting to get more trainings and more educations and find more people to give me the answers. And I'm finally, over the last couple of months, to a point where I'm like, the answers are in here. Stop like chasing like some false thing that is going to make you feel more worthy of being you. And it's a pretty awesome place to be. And I'm also, there's that part though, like now as I move forward, and I'm slowly chipping away at my business, right? I'm like working on my podcast and I've got a client and but I've been here before. I think I've said this to a few of you, but I thought about getting pregnant when I was 30, and then I didn't get pregnant until I was 34. And I just, that whole process, because I refused to do it medically. Like I was bound and determined to do it naturally. And I just the whole time believed that the journey was part of what I needed to do to be the mom that I needed to be. And sure enough, like 5 years later, here I am with a 9-month-old. And I'm in that place again where part of me wants to be fearful of what if, and, you know, question, and, oh, I need to be fearful. And I'm like, this is part of my journey. Like, I'm supposed to be taking it slow. And then, oh, here comes a client. And I'm meeting these awesome people that I want to interview on my podcast. And it'll be more organic when I reach out to them to say, hey, can I interview you? Because I've been to coffee with them, or I've gotten a service from them already. So it's just things are slowly coming together. And I was just telling Connie, I'm like, this is how I've been told life is supposed to be, like this dream awesomeness. And I'm just trying to be really thankful and trust that it is, and I'm getting to live it. So yeah, I don't have any questions. I'm just really thankful to have been part of this and to have this all come together with all of you.
It's, you know, it's beautiful to hear, because it's something I've been pondering a lot for myself, is like letting it be easy and wanting it to feel effortless and wanting it all to feel flowy. And I'm personally assessing places where I have been a little bit, you know, in the push or the force or making it hard, and really looking at how I can create that effortlessness and that ease. And sometimes that's, again, why maybe things are delayed, because like we're lining it up energetically. Like sometimes before it pops externally, you know, we're lining it up energetically. And then when it materializes, we're like, that was easy. And it's like, yeah, because you've been working on it internally behind the scenes for a really long time. And then the manifestation gets to just like drop in your lap. That's something I'm really like, you know, my guidance always says to me, like the energy alignment work is more important than the action work. Like you can be doing a lot when it feels like, you know, I'm waiting for the external results, or I feel like I'm working towards it, but am I getting anywhere? It's like, no, if every day I'm tapping into it more, I'm feeling into it more, I'm visioning it, I'm believing in it, I'm doing my work to align with it, it doesn't have to be hard to then for it to happen. Then it can just pop into your reality really effortlessly. And I feel like that's the kind of way you're beginning to, you're moving with that energy.
Yeah. I'm not trying to create drama out of it, right? Like I used to, like, oh, I should be working more. No, just enjoy it, Jem. It's going well.
Yeah. Beautiful. It's such a beautiful state to be in. And that belief system and that energy then creates those types of results. Yeah, it is easy. It's all coming together. It's all working out. And then it just falls into place. Beautiful. Where's my phone? I've got one question from Bianca, which I'm going to read out. She just emailed me. Which I wonder as well if anyone would relate to this. She asked me, I would like some guidance on how are you able to speak confidently in front of someone you admire? I feel as though I look up to someone. When I look up to someone, I unconsciously position myself in a lower position as though I'm inferior. Confidence is something I'm passionate about to work on, because I struggle to let myself be and shine in front of people who I believe are great. I really relate to that. I still tend to do it. I still tend to put people on pedestals and minimize myself around them. But usually, like this is sort of takes us back to that work around comparison. And actually, Dr. John DeMartini, I'll see if I can find a good clip of him explaining it. He talks a lot about this. Like, he's like, if you put someone on a pedestal, it's only a matter of time before you end up putting them in the pit. He's like, because life always wants us to have a balanced perspective. So sometimes when you actually put someone on a pedestal, you'll then in turn manifest something that will cause you to then want to take them off that pedestal. Because life always wants things in balance. But what I've noticed with this is like it comes into this work around comparison where we look at someone, so someone else, and we see qualities in them that we admire, but we don't believe we have. Qualities that we, we're looking at them with these beautiful eyes of like recognition and admiration and like, I see these incredible things in you and I kind of look up to you. But in comparison, I don't believe I have those things, or I don't believe I have qualities that are as good as those qualities you have. And usually what this is showing us is that that person is an example for us. They're a mirror showing us qualities that we actually really want to embody in ourselves. But in that moment, we don't believe we can, or we don't believe we have those qualities. And so one of the ways to help bring in this more balanced perspective is take that person, and I've done this a lot with people who I compare myself to in any way, take that person and write out what are the qualities or the things that you see in them that you do really admire, that you are looking up to, that is making you feel like they're maybe better than you in some way. I would do that with women in my industry who I say I know are making more money than me, or who have what I consider to be a more successful business than me, or maybe have a bigger public profile, so you kind of see them as a bit of a star in some way, or who maybe just radiate a different energy to me. And it's an energy that I'd actually love to be able to radiate in myself. So I would identify those qualities, and it's never about wanting to be like them. It's about wanting, like, there's a part of you that just is craving to be your own version of that. And is it that you see in them, you know, high self-worth, or you see a confidence in how they communicate, or you see, they're very accepting of who they are, or they ask for a lot of money and they receive it. You know, they really believe in their worth. And then the work all then comes back to your relationship with yourself and really looking at, okay, what are these qualities that I personally want to be able to embody, and how do I want to practice that? And that becomes your inner work. So it's easy to look at that person as this separate thing that's better than you, but I would actually look at it just as a mirror of yourself, because you can't see something in another that you don't on some level have within yourself. The fact that you're seeing it in them means that you are it in some way, but it's a disowned part of you. It's a part of you that you haven't claimed and owned and embodied yet. And that person is a mirror helping show to you those parts of yourself that you're wanting to step into in your own way. So that's how I often work with that stuff. And the other thing is as well, if you're wanting to, she was sort of saying wanting to be more confident, again, maybe play around with what does confidence actually mean to you. And when I've really started to feel into what confidence feels like to me, I usually feel it the more deeply connected I am to my body. So the more grounded and embodied I am in that moment. I know when I'm up in my head and I'm thinking a lot and I'm questioning myself and I'm tripping over my words and I'm thinking about them, I feel weak in my energy. I don't feel confident and solid. So a lot of the work I've practiced, and obviously Bianca's yoga is a massive part of her practice and she's a yoga teacher. I've actually found, say I'm going to be stepping into, this actually reminds me, I coached at Facebook for a while. I was a coach there working with some of their team, and I was so intimidated by a lot of the people working there. I was really a little bit out of depth, to be honest, but it was a great challenge for me. And it triggered me every time I had to go in there. So it was always this beautiful practice before going in of really grounding down into my body, really focusing on my calming and grounding practices. So I was centered and embodied when I was there. I wasn't up in my head. And also ensuring, because what's happening when you've got someone, you're admiring someone, is all your self-talk is positive about them and all your self-talk is negative about you. So what I would do before going into these situations, and I would do this a lot before public speaking, say as well, if I would be intimidated by people I was speaking to in a workshop or something, which sometimes I would, if they were peers or people I admired. I would spend time ensuring that I was validating myself. So here's why I deserve to be here. Here's the value I have to offer. Here's the beautiful qualities I'm bringing. That's what I had to do with Facebook, because I was like, Connie, you're bringing heart, you're bringing intuition, you're bringing presence, you're bringing 8 years of wisdom as a coach, you're bringing 15 years of wisdom working through your own personal development practices. I had to really see everything I had that they didn't have, where I had a gift to contribute, where I had something that they wanted and needed and that was valuable. And that validated me in their presence, so I could see what was great about them, but I also saw what was great about me at the same time. So that's my thoughts on that. Does anyone else have any other thoughts on that? Something I've had to work through a lot. Are we all good? Hopefully that's supportive for Bianca. Bianca, if there's anything on that that you want further support with, come and chat more in the group about it. We can talk it out. But that's how I've worked through that. Sophia, yeah, you go.
Yeah, I just thought I'd say one thing. And I think it's also something that takes time. So for me, something I've noticed over like the past, let's say 6 months, a lot has changed, right? There's been massive mindset shifts, and just my whole quality of life has improved drastically. And that comes with confidence as well. Like for me, it's mainly just the past month or two where I felt a lot more confident in things, which is something I've been struggling with since I was born. Yeah. So like, I think it's important to acknowledge, and I think this is important for everything as well, to acknowledge how far you have come and be like, yes, this may be where I am now, but if I keep focusing on what I want to achieve, and if I keep, you know, doing the practices that make me feel good, it will change. And it's like just trusting that process that things are changing, they have changed, and they will continue to change. And I think the more you kind of give yourself that space and that time to acknowledge that, the more you realize just how kind of, you know, the things that you have, the ways that you have changed. And I don't know, I think it just helps rather than focusing on, and this isn't to say that she's focusing on this, but like rather than focusing on what we're not getting or how we're not, focusing on the things that we have achieved, I guess.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. It's again that it's the self-acknowledgement and the self-validation, because I think the questioning of yourself or doubting yourself or not feeling confident is usually, yeah, focusing on maybe how you haven't changed or haven't progressed, or why you're still struggling with the same issue, or where you don't feel confident. But I think those times that you're constantly acknowledging, I can imagine for Bianca that the journey of being a yoga teacher, I know the journey of being a coach, there's huge growth that happens in that, that maybe when she first started, she didn't have the confidence, and now to actually acknowledge where her confidence has grown. So I agree, when you really look at the changes that are happening and how you have progressed in that area rather than how you haven't, it creates more confidence in yourself.
Yeah. And like even in those positions, like those times when you're like doubting yourself, like everyone has them, right? I think like something that's really helped me is catching myself out and being like, so let's say I'm like being critical or something or judging myself for something. I will acknowledge like, I see it happening, and sometimes I can't just send it away. I can't just think a good thought and believe the good thought. Sometimes that just doesn't work. But instead I just, you know, I observe it and be like, okay, I know this is happening, but I also know that this is just something, a story I'm telling myself, and it's not true. So even if I don't believe that it's not true, I tell myself that because I don't want to believe it. It's like, what do I want to believe? And that is not it, you know? So separating yourself between that old pattern and starting to create something new. And you don't have to believe there's something new, but you're working your way there just by giving less power to what was.
Yeah, 100%. I completely agree. Beautifully said. Thank you. Amanda?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think that for Bianca in that situation, and like Sophia said, we've all been there. All of us have had that, and Connie too. And it is about acknowledging that you are good enough. You've got a whole history of your life, an experience that no one else has had, you know. So it's your worth. You're equally as worth as much as that person, no matter in your eyes if they look like, you know, the best, greatest thing. And like you said, Connie, usually it's about something that they have that you admire and that you'd like to have or be. And therefore you keep looking at yourself with lack, you know, of that. And I think, but you have other things that they may not have, or and there's always something. Every single person, just like in this group, has to contribute that we can all learn from. And then it's our measuring our expectations. Say you're meeting those people and you have these amazing expectations of these people, and like you said, kind of, then they may not meet those expectations. Wow. And at least you're going, why did I, you know, put them up there, sort of thing. And then they fall pretty hard. And it can be really painful, especially if you've admired that person for a very long time. And you've kind of based quite a lot of your own whatever direction that you've gone, maybe on that kind of belief. Wow. It can be quite confronting. So it is a matter of measuring that and learning that. And I think the older you get, the better you get at that, of acknowledging yourself, that you already come with, you know, there's so much knowledge and worth that you have in yourself already, no matter how old you are, young or old, you know, life experiences. And it is different to other people, and that's okay. And yeah, to look at people as an equal is much safer. Mm-hmm. And that you can all learn from each other. And yeah, I've experienced that many times myself too, and I do it a lot less these days. Yeah, but I can still be intimidated by people. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also remembering everyone has weaknesses, and you may not see that, or flaws. You may not see that in how someone's presenting to you, but every human has great qualities and negative qualities. You may just not see them. So it's remembering that everyone does. All right, loves. My gosh, you guys are amazing. This has been such a cool call. Okay, let's go around and just give me a word to describe how you're feeling as we wrap up the call today. Amanda, seeing I've still got you off mute, you can go.
I feel very grateful for being here, and yeah, thank you everyone. It's been fantastic.
Thank you. Who wants to go next? Danielle?
I'm feeling very supported and loved. Thank you. Thanks everyone.
Thank you. Sophia?
The word that comes up for me is connected. I just feel like, especially in this community, I feel so much more connected to all of you, and it just feels good.
Beautiful. Thank you. Johara, how are you feeling? Tired?
it's almost 3:30 right now. AM. I feel grateful, supported, and connected. And also refreshed, and I'm so glad that I was able to at least get one of these into this one of these calls.
Yeah.
And for that, I'm so grateful.
Yeah. I'm really grateful you were able to make it to one as well. The timing worked, and I really want to honor you for showing up, even though it's the middle of the morning over there. Thank you. Gemma, how are you feeling?
Inspired. I'm living in my own little bubble, I think even more so right now, but just getting on these calls, and Johara, it was so great to see you. I love these calls. I love the group coaching. So inspired.
Beautiful. Thank you. And Dawn? Hang on, unmute.
I feel very creative, and I feel like also, I feel the sisterhood that we are all a part of. That's really nice.
Yeah. Love. I love these calls, and I love everyone coming together in this way and sharing. So thank you for your beautiful shares. Thank you for supporting each other so well, and holding space for almost 2 hours and listening. So, yeah, it's beautiful. All right, loves. Thank you for your time today. Sending you lots of love. And
thank you.
I'll see you all soon.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Sleep well, Jennifer. Bye.